This is BBC Radio 4. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Wednesday, the 8th of January. There are warnings of gales in Viking, South Utsira, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Plymouth, Biscay, Trafalgar, Fitzroy, Sole, Shannon, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. New lows expected White 991, Plymouth 990 and North Fitzroy 991 by 1800 Wednesday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, northerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first and west. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. North Utsira, South Utsira. Northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, wintry showers, good, occasionally moderate. Forties, Cromarty, Forth. Northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 or 5 later. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Tyne, northwest 5 to 7, decreasing 4 later. Fair, good. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. West or northwest 7 or gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Humber, Thames. West 5 to 7, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, good. Dover, west 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then northeast 5 or 6 later. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. White, Portland, Plymouth. Variable 2 to 4, becoming east 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in Plymouth, becoming cyclonic later. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Biscay, southwesterly but cyclonic in north, 7 to severe gale 9. Rain or thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, southwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 or 5 later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, southwesterly but cyclonic in north, 7 to severe gale 9. Rain or thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Sole, east 7 to severe gale 9, becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8. Rain at times, moderate or poor. Lundy, Fastnet, variable 2 to 4, becoming northeast 5 to 7. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea, northwest 4 or 5, veering north 2 to 4. Showers, good. Shannon, east 6 to gale 8, backing northeast 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor in south. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. North, 4 to 6. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. Northerly or northeasterly 6 to gale 8. Snow showers, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Now we have the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, northwest by north 5, slight drizzle and rain, 3 miles, 994, rising slowly. Stornoway, north-northwest 3, recent snow, 12 miles, 991, now falling. Lerwick, north by west 6, recent precipitation, 16 miles, 979, falling slowly. Wick Automatic, northwest by north 6, rain, 5 miles, 985, rising slowly. Aberdeen, northwest 5, rain, 9 miles, 984, rising. Lookers, west 4, 35 miles, 989, rising more slowly. Boomer, west 5, 19 miles, 986, rising. Bridlington, west-southwest 2, 990, rising. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west-northwest 6, 11 miles, 996. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northwest 4, 11 miles, 998. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, west by north 5, 995, rising. Jersey, northwest by west 6, rain, 2 miles, 1002, rising. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west by south 7, 5 miles, 1001. Silly Automatic, West 5, recent rain, 13 miles, 1,002, rising slowly. Milford Haven, West Northwest 4, 19 miles, 996, rising more slowly. Aberporth, West 6, 15 miles, 995, rising more slowly. Valley, West 5, 15 miles, 992, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, West by North 4, rain, 8 miles, 991, rising. Valencia, North-Northwest 3, recent rain, 24 miles, 1,002, now falling. Ronaldsway, Northwest by North 1, recent rain, 27 miles, 993, rising. Malin Head, Northwest 5, 12 miles, 995, rising. And Macrahanish Automatic, North by East 2, 35 miles, 990, rising. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Tuesday the 7th of January. The general situation: on Wednesday, a low centred over southern Norway continues to fill, allowing the strong winds across northeast Scotland to gradually ease. Another frontal depression will give strengthening winds in the far south as it slides eastwards through the English Channel. Elsewhere, a generally cold and slack flow predominates before a freshening northerly flow develops on Thursday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. North or northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, decreasing 4 at times later. Snow showers, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in north, backing westerly 4 or 5 later. Wintry showers in north. Good, occasionally poor in north. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Northwest 5 to 7, backing west 4 or 5, occasionally 3 later. Fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West 5 or 6, veering northwest 2 to 4. Fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Westerly 4 to 6, becoming variable 1 to 3, then northerly or northeasterly 2 to 4 later. Rain or sleet later in south. Good, occasionally moderate later. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Westerly 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then northeasterly 5 or 6 later. Fair at first, then occasional rain or sleet. Good, occasionally poor later. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Northwest 3 or 4, veering east 4 or 5, then backing northeast 5 or 6 later. Fair at first, then occasional rain or sleet. Moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable 2 to 4, becoming east 5 to 7, then backing northeast later. Fair at first, then occasional rain or sleet. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in south, then backing northeasterly later. Fair at first, then occasional rain or sleet, showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor in south. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Northwest 2 to 4, veering northeast 3 to 5, showers mainly in north. Good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Northwest 4 or 5, veering north or northeast 2 to 4. Wintry showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man. Northwest 4 or 5, veering north 3 or 4. Showers. Good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Northwest 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Wintry showers. Good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northwest 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. North or northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then north or northwest later. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Northwest 5 to 7, veering north 4 to 6. Snow showers, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And Shetland Isles, north 7 or gale 8, decreasing 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later. Snow showers, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. That completes the shipping bulletin, and with that we've reached the end of our broadcasting day on Radio 4. Before we hand over to the BBC World Service to keep us going through the night, there's just time to mention a few other listening options if you're sticking with the radio a bit longer. On Radio 4 Extra, in a programme from 2011, the late Dame Barbara Windsor tells the story of the variety act Wilson, Keppel and Betty, whose fame exploded in the 1930s. And on Radio 3, an epic listen beginning round now, and very apt given that we've just heard the shipping forecast, Vaughan Williams' Symphony No. 1, a sea symphony, in a recording from the BBC Proms in 2022. Thanks for your company tonight here on Radio 4. This is Ron Brown at Broadcasting House in London. From me, Charles Carroll, in the newsroom, and the whole team, to have a calm and peaceful night. Good night.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today, we are live in the United States and Singapore. Coming up, Donald Trump takes aim at a range of policies. Just days away from becoming US president, we ask what goes through his mind when making those decisions.
He does listen. He does incorporate arguments into his thinking, for sure. So, and that's why he wants the debate. He basically can hear both sides and then make up his opinion. He wouldn't do that unless he valued the discussion around it.
Indonesia joins BRICS. What will it mean for its economy? And whisper it, but the Italians may be getting a taste for non-alcoholic wine.
Especially in Europe and the United States, the alcohol-free wine is going very, very well. In Italy, we are starting now.
That's Business Matters on the BBC. First, the latest BBC news.
BBC News, I'm John Shea. Donald Trump has refused to rule out military force to take control of the Panama Canal and Greenland. The US president-elect also suggested economic force would be used against Canada, which he again said should become part of the United States. Sarah Smith reports from Washington.
When Mr. Trump said things like this during his first term, many people did not take him seriously, and often his officials didn't even try to enact his ideas. This time around, he is absolutely determined to get his bold and radical agenda implemented at home and abroad. What we don't know is whether he is issuing these kind of warnings and threats as an opening negotiating position or as a literal plan of action. And he is quite deliberately keeping everybody guessing, keeping his opponents off kilter. It may sound as though his second term is shaping up to be as chaotic as the first, but this time it will be strategic, intentional chaos.
Researchers on disinformation have condemned the tech giant Meta for announcing that it'll scrap fact-checking on Facebook and Instagram in the United States and replace it with community notes. They've accused the Meta chief, Mark Zuckerberg, of seeking to appease the incoming Trump administration. Here's Chris Vallance.
Mark Zuckerberg says it's time for the company to get back to its roots in free speech. Now, it's no coincidence that this is being said at the dawn of a second Trump presidency. What we're seeing here is, in a sense, a sort of an adjustment. Mark Zuckerberg may well believe that there's too much censorship, but at the same time, it doesn't hurt now that he is looking at working with President Trump and Elon Musk, who described himself as a free speech absolutist, of course.
Around 30,000 people have been evacuated from the Los Angeles neighborhood of Pacific Palisades as a rapidly growing wildfire continues to spread. Aircraft and fire engines have been trying to stop it. From Los Angeles, here's David Willis.
What started